High school basketball is on the air.
As a Jake Fowler will put it on the floor and dribble out here in the three-point territory. Fowler looking for penetration. Spins there right at the top of the key. Moves it down on the baseline to Brady Barrett. His pass inside to Brown. Kicks it back out in the corner to Overmiller. Shot good.
Follow the Pride.
Here's Sharice Farmer with the ball. Sharice, entry pass. Lexi Schmidt back at the free throw line. Hands the ball away to Sharice. Drives it down the lane. Now to Caitlin Ernst. To Lexi Schmidt back out here at the free throw line. To Chanel Farmer. Dribbles the ball to the basket. And scores!
Follow the Thrills.
Finley will inbound the ball. Finley looking, comes outside, trying. He launches up a shot at the buzzer. He hits it! Gilder hits it! A three-point field goal! And Gilder wins the state championship! Holy smoke!
Follow the Breeze 94.5. It's high school basketball on KLIQ and KLIQFM.com. Let's take you courtside for tonight's game.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Tonight, Giltner will try to defend that state championship they won against Juanita Palisade 1 year ago, and it will be against a familiar opponent, not necessarily from the basketball court, but rather from the football field. Giltner will be taking on Howells. Howells is the defending runner-up in Class D1 from a year ago. They ended up being short 1 year ago. And now they'll try to do one better, and Giltner will try to hold on to their state championship. Giltner has kind of breezed through here in the early stages as, again, Giltner will try to repeat that magic. They are 28-0, and they breezed against Hay Center, winning that one 61-36. They had a fairly easy goal that against Why Not last night, 49-38. Well, it's going to be a little bit tougher here tonight against Howells because Howells has breezed their way through the tournament as well. So a great matchup. The two teams everyone anticipated playing for the D2 state championship will do exactly that here in just a few moments here on the Breeze 94.5. Giltner and Howells for the state championship. It's coming up next as we continue the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, the starters for Howells and Giltner, right after this timeout.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back here to the Bob Devaney Sports Center and our starting lineup, as always, brought to you by Five Points Bank. Let's give you the starters. First of all, for Howells, Howells is the number one seed, and their starters look like this. Mitch Bellina is a senior. He's 5'11", averaging 5.5 points and about 3 rebounds a game. Ryan Beyer is a 6'5" senior, and he's averaging 14.3 points, 8.8 rebounds a ball game. Trent Musney, 6'1" and a senior, is averaging 4.5 points and about 2.5 rebounds a game. Matt Gooch is a 6'4" junior. Gooch is averaging 9.4 points and 7.3 rebounds a game. And Jordan Brkacek, and Brkacek is 6'5" and a senior, averaging 8.7 points and 7.7 rebounds a game. For Giltner, Dustin Hastings will make the start. He'll play guard, 6'1" and a junior. He's averaging right at 7 points and 4.5 rebounds a game. Ethan Kreitz, 6-foot-tall senior, 11.2 points and 2.6 rebounds a contest. Jacob Finley, 6'1" and a junior, 2.7 points, 2.4 rebounds a game. The big man, the big scorer for Giltner is Drew Ott. Ott is 6'5 and a senior. He's averaging 18.3 points and 11.6 rebounds. Trevor Poppin, 6'3 and a senior, 7.2 points and 4.2 rebounds a contest. As we mentioned, your starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and also take the time to get to know you. Five Points Bank, the better bank, truly cares about what's in it for you. Glad you could join us for coverage of high school basketball here on the Breeze 94.5. I'm Randy Bushcutter here from the Devaney Center. And, of course, this game being broadcast on ETV and on television. So right now we're kind of in a little lull here as we wait for the TV family to kind of get brought back up to speed. But Giltner and Howells, exactly where everybody kind of thought they would be, meeting for the state championship. And we're glad you could join us for coverage of high school basketball here on The Breeze as well as the ESPN Superstation in central Nebraska. One quick note just handed to me. Congratulations to the UNK Wrestling Program. National champions for 2012 as they win the Division II Wrestling National Championship, and I believe that was up in Minnesota. So UNK, the Lopers, are now national champions in wrestling. Congratulations to them. We have crowned five state champions here at the Devaney Center. Omaha Central, Scotts Bluff, Boys Town, Ravenna, and O'Neill St. Mary's have all driven out of here with a championship trophy. Giltner will try to do the same right here on The Breeze and the ESPN Superstation. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll wrap up the New Tech Seed pregame show right after this timeout.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table or at a backyard barbecue, that's the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weegis, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success. It's the unbelievable tractor tire sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving central Nebraska. Save on co-op pivot tires, size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The AgriMax size 480 ADR 42. And the BKT front tractor tire, size 10 by 16 8-ply. Other tires and sizes also on sale. Call your CPI Mr. Tire for current pricing. 14 locations in central Nebraska.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back here to the Devaney Center. And again, the bottom bowl of Devaney Center, very full here, as it was filled almost to the planks up here at the Devaney Center for the Class A game between Omaha South and Omaha Central that was won easily by Central in the second half. And now we go from the biggest class to the smallest class in the state. But I'll tell you what, Howells and Giltner both travel very, very well here to the Devaney Center. And if you're a cat burglar, I think you could go to either town and there would nobody be around to catch you. It's not a recommendation. It's just an observation. Again, Howells, state champions just have been an absolute football dynasty and powerhouse, but they have not won a state basketball championship since 1983. They won a slew of them during the decade preceding that. They won Class C in 73, 74, 77, 78, and 1983. That was just Class C, the one basic class. That was back when there was only four classes. And they were runners-up back in 1922 in Class J. In 2003, they were runner-up in D1, and they were D1 runners-up 1 year ago. Of course, everybody knows Giltner is the defending state champions. That was their first trip to the finals a year ago, and so they have one state championship, no runner-ups, and they would like to keep that the same. Like to keep that number exactly where it is, no runners-up, and come away with a state championship here. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. And Giltner will shake hands at center court. Doing the jumping here for Howells is going to be a Beyer, and Beyer will jump up against Drew Ott. And we're just about ready to go here at the Devaney Center. Plenty of souvenir pictures being taken by friends and family of both of these two schools. And we're just waiting for the indication that it's time to go. The teams are ready. There is the sound of the horn, and we're just about ready to play for the D2 state championship. Giltner trying to defend against a team they would very much like to defeat, the Howells Bobcats. The Bobcats have possession of the basketball first. They win the tip here. And they'll bring it into the offensive zone. Musney will kick it top of the circle here for Gooch around the perimeter and through the hands of Bellina. And that'll be a turnover here to start the game against Howells. So Howells turns it over. And Giltner with their first offensive possession of the ball game. They'll walk it up court. On the bounce here is Kreitz. Kreitz kicks it left side. Now top of the circle with it is Poppin. Poppin gives it right wing for Kreitz. They cycle it in. Now they get it in for Ott, and Ott stepped on the baseline. He's trying to work his way around Jordan Prokocek, and we just swapped turnovers here. Each team has had a possession. Each team has turned it over. Neither team has even gotten off a shot yet. We're only 30 seconds in. And on the bounce is going to be Bellina. Bellina helps bounce it out for Beyer. Beyer lobs it down low, making the catch is Prokocek, and Prokocek will lay it off the glass. Jordan Prokocek caught the ball, actually was behind the glass, and jumped back into the court and laid it up and in. Kreitz has the ball knocked out of his hands by Bellina. And right in front of us, it will be Giltner inbounding the ball. And the inbounds goes to Ethan Kreitz. Kreitz will be picked up man-to-man here by Bellina. They get it in the lane. Quick little jumper here by Ott. No good. Rebounded by Beyer. So here comes Howells after snagging the defensive rebound. Hornets still looking for their first points early into the game. Entry pass now on the baseline. With it is Beyer. Beyer will look and will snap it cross-court for Musney. Musney will get it top of the circle here for Bellina. Bellina will drive. Bellina, it's the side of the glass. It is rebounded out of there by Poppin. And here comes Giltner on the run. Pulling up for the quick jumper is Kreitz, and he hits the two. Had his toes on the line, and he ties things up at two. Just a quick little pull-up jumper in transition to tie things here in the early stages. Bellina gets the bounce pass now on the left wing here for Musney. Musney will skip it over in the corner for Bellina. Bellina's pass deflected, but into the hands of Gooch for Howells, and he'll bounce it out for Prokocek. Prokocek will hand it back out here for Bellina, and Bellina will reset the offense. Giltner looks like they're going a little 1-3-1 zone at the moment as they work around the perimeter. Musney will get it top of the circle for Prokocek, and Prokocek off the mark. Kreitz pulls down the rebound, and Kreitz quickly up court to Hastings. Dustin Hastings will get it into the elbow. Poppin has it stolen away. On the run here is Bellina after making the steal. He had the ball knocked loose, and we're going to have a foul after they lost the ball on the other end. That'll go against Giltner here. And that's going to be on Dustin Hastings. So 5:32 to go in quarter number one. First foul of the game goes against Dustin Hastings. Beyer checks in here for Giltner, and he'll be down low in this 1-3-1. Gooch has it near the top of the key, and he'll penetrate a little bit and get it off for Prokocek. They'll reset the offense, giving it for Musney. Musney gives it, spinning in is going to be Gooch. Gooch lost the ball, and he's going to dribble it out of bounds over there. Lost it, tried to get it back, and when he pounded it to get it back, it ends up hitting the baseline. So another turnover here on Howells. Two turnovers for each team here. They enter down low, and we got a foul. They enter it inside for Drew Ott, and Ott is hit on the arm. And we'll see who they give it to here. And it's going to be on number 22, Brian Beyer. So Ott will go line. He'll shoot a couple of shots here. And his free throw is good. For the first time today, Giltner has a lead at 3-2. Each team spent a couple minutes since either team has scored a field goal. As both teams just kind of feeling each other out defensively. Second free throw by Ott is good. And he gives Giltner the largest lead of the game at 4-2. 5 minutes to go here, quarter number one. Bellina walked with it. Yeah, he spun in front of a little bit of pressure being put on by Jacob Finley. And he took an extra step. So tossing in here is going to be Ryan Clyer. And Clyer and Kreitz will bring it up court. Bellino will start to put a little pressure on once they get to the 10-second line. Get it to Ott. Ott jumper in the lane. No good. Fighting for the rebound. Last touch by one of the Bobcats and out of bounds. Fighting for the rebound was Clyer. Clyer is the reason why Howells doesn't have the basketball at the moment. Ott to inbound. They'll toss it in here for Kreitz. They'll work it back around the perimeter. And they get it to the elbow now for Ott. Ott takes it into the lane. Now they'll kick it out. Reset the offense as Hawthorne has the dribble right now. Checked in a moment ago, and he has the dribble. Facing a little bit of pressure, and he'll hand the ball off here for Ethan Kreitz. Kreitz will reset the offense with 4:22 to go, quarter number one. Hawthorne works it around the perimeter. They lob it inside for Ott. Ott will take it off glass. He gets the bucket and a foul. And so Drew Ott muscles up. They work it around the perimeter. He went from block to block, got the catch, and went right up with it. And Hastings is whistled for... Actually, I didn't see who they gave a foul to. We'll check it here in just a moment. Free throw is up and good for Drew Ott. So Ott hits the free throw, and the Hornets now lead it 7-2. Matt Gooch brings in the offensive zone, gives it for Bellina. Bellina on the bounce, top of the key, just going to kick it right back out. And Musney now will dribble into the corner as they can't really penetrate into this zone at all here. Rakoncek had it momentarily in there. He kicks it right back out for Musney. Musney drives the baseline, in trouble, and he's able to throw it out to Bellina at the three-point line. He drives, has a shot blocked by Ott. Ott with the block. And up ahead we come here. Hawthorne in the offensive zone. Gives it right side for Hastings. Hastings, extra bounce pass. Jumper is blocked as Clyer had his shot blocked. And the block was by Berkacek, I believe. And so here comes Howells after they pick up the loose ball. Bellina kicks it left wing for Musney. In the lane for Beyer. Beyer backing in. He'll kick out. Ball fake by Bellina. Bellina flies in the lane. A little floater, no good. Rebound tipped into the hands of Bellina. He'll kick it out here for Musney. Musney will fire the three. It's no good. And we got a foul. That's going to be a push on Howell. So Brian Beyer is the one whistled for the foul. And for Beyer, that's going to be his second personal foul. So he'll come out of the game here in a little bit of early foul trouble. 3:05 to go, quarter number one, 7-2. Giltner with the lead and the basketball. Kreitz gets it down low for Ott. Ott, tough jumper, back of the iron, no good. And Luke Hegman comes up with a rebound here for Howells. No kick on the right wing here for Hegman. Hegeman has used up his dribble. A little pressure being put on. They'll get it on the baseline for Berkacek. And Berkacek will kick it out. Here's a three by Musney. Back the iron, no good. Long rebound by Gooch. And Gooch has the ball knocked away. The steal on the run is Giltner. Hastings will take it down to the baseline. Kick it right back out for Finley. He'll fire a top of the three key. He'll try the top of the key three. It's no good. And rebounded by Musney. Musney will just hand the ball off here for Hegman. Hegman is going to walk with a great pressure put on the ball there by the Hornets. Hastings and Finley double team there to put pressure on. And the Hornets turn it over. The Hornets force the turnover. 2:05 to go in quarter number one. Kreitz gets the right side for Hastings. Hastings has to use up his dribble, and Musney now with great pressure, so they'll swing it around the perimeter, and now looking on the inside is Kreitz. Kreitz gives it top of the circle for Finley. They'll get it to Ott on that left side. That's not his shot. Ball knocked loose, but picked up here by Finley. Finley had the ball knocked loose again, and Hastings will pick it up, and Giltner will reset the offense here. Minute 40 to go in quarter number one. 7-2. Giltner with the lead. Finley, right wing for Ott. Back around the perimeter, very patient offensively. Finley will fire a three. It is short and rebounded by Brady Brester for Howells. And he'll bring it up, jump stop on the lane, and then lost the ball. They're going to say it was knocked out of his hand by Jacob Finley. So So Howells will maintain the possession. They'll inbound it underneath their own basket as Ryan Clyer checks back in the battle here for Giltner. Boise State Basketball Tournament on Platte River Radio, proudly brought to you by Craig Weegis, your Pioneer Seed Dealer. And we've had some dandies here at the Devaney Center today. Brester's going to inbound it. He'll throw it near midcourt to Matt Gooch. And Gooch, with a little jump stop, he'll kick into the corner. A little penetration here by Hegeman, and they're going to throw it in the backcourt. That's going to be over and back on Howells. And so another turnover on the Bobcats. That's going to be now six turnovers for Howells compared to two for Giltner. So Clyer's going to inbound it on that far sideline. Minute 10 to go here in quarter number one, and he'll get it in for Kreitz. And Kreitz in the offensive zone. They'll kick it left side for Hastings. Top of the circle. With it is Poppin. Poppin doesn't want to pull the trigger on a three from out there. They'll give it left side for Hastings. Hastings looking on the inside. They'll give it out for Finley as he comes out. Back around the perimeter. Skip pass for Kreitz. Kreitz picked up defensively by Bellina. So they'll get it off for Clyer. Clyer gives it top of the key. Little ball fake by Hastings. Jump stop. Extra bounce pass. It's going to be a layup. Trevor Poppin lays it up and in after a great pass on the inside. A nice little bounce pass. And give Hastings the assist. So around the perimeter we go. 9-2. 20 seconds left to go here before the end of the first quarter. On the bounce is going to be Bellina. Bellina gives it left side, penetrating to Harris Hegeman. 14 seconds left, and it's stolen away, but there is a whistle. And they're going to say that when he made the catch and made the steal, that Clyer stepped on the baseline. So Howells will maintain the possession here. Bobcats will inbound it. They'll get it in here for Brester. Around the perimeter we go. They give it up here, right side for Hegeman. He gives it top of the circle for Bellina. Bellina, 5 seconds left. Bellina's going to kick it out. They give it one more kick to the right side. The three is no good. Offensive rebound by Brikacek, and the shot is no good at the buzzer. So Giltner, one-fourth of the way through defending their state championship. They lead it after one quarter, 9-2 over Howells. We'll take a break. We're back after this.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, a repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, Giltner's not exactly tearing it up, hitting 3 of 9 shots from the field for a 33% clip, but that's a whole lot better than what Howells has got going on. Howells, 1 out of 9 from the field. They only have 2 points to show for it, and Hornets also 3 for 3 from the free throw line. So that's why they lead it 9-2. They have possession of the basketball first to start the second quarter here, and they work it around the perimeter. With it is Kreitz. Kreitz picked up defensively man-to-man there by Bellina, so they'll work it around the perimeter. Finley gives it top of the circle now for Ott. Ott doesn't want to try an NBA three, so he'll kick it off left side for Hastings. Hastings has the dribble, and he'll give it off on the right side for Finley. Around the perimeter we go. Ott is asking for the ball on the inside, but not open enough to enter it inside, so they give it for Hastings. Hastings gets it at the elbow for Ott, and he's going to hand it off to Hastings, and Hastings has it stripped away. The steal here by Musney. Musney used up his dribble, top of the key as he was shut off, and they'll reset the half-court offense. They enter to the elbow for Beyer. Beyer will then hit a 15-foot jumper. Howells back on the board after a 9-0 run here for the Hornets. The Bobcats have finally scored again. It's now 9-4. Backing in is going to be Ott. Ott's in the lane, will put up a little jumper. It is partially blocked by Beyer, and Howells will be on the run here. Bellina will bounce it out for Beyer. Beyer will get it on the baseline. Backing in here is Prokocek, and his shot no good. Check it, that was actually Gooch. His shot was off the mark, and Kreitz comes up with a rebound. He'll kick it up ahead here for Hastings, and Hastings is going to set the half-court offense for Giltner right in front of us. They get it in the lane. Kreitz has the shot blocked by Beyer, and on the run are the Bobcats, and laying it up and in is Bellina. And Mitch Bellina leads Howells to four straight points here, and it's now 9-6. And you can kind of hear behind me the Howells faithful making some noise. And they force another turnover. Little penetration knocked down by Brian Beyer. And another turnover for Giltner gives Howells the opportunity potentially to take and tie this game. Top of the key, Rester gets it in the lane. Stepping up is Beyer. Beyer lost it momentarily. Throws it in the lane. It'll be a turnover here forced by the Giltner defense. Coming up with a loose ball was Ott. And we got a timeout. Timeout for Giltner. 9-6. Hornets with the lead. 5:41 to go here in quarter number two. Timeout for the Hornets. We're back after this.
For physical rehab, many times therapeutic pool exercises are prescribed. But here's the problem. You have to get wet. With the new anti-gravity therapy treadmill at Family Physical Therapy, you can still get the low-impact benefit of a pool, but you stay dry, and your therapist can closely watch your progress, and you can't fall. Used by Walter Reed Hospital and the U.S. Olympic team, the Alter-G anti-gravity treadmill is something you need to talk to your doctor or therapist about. Or call Family Physical Therapy for a free demonstration. Log on to alterg.com. Come to see a video.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, Matt Drew not happy with how Giltner's kind of run the offense right now, so he called a quick 30-second timeout to kind of get him refocused here a little bit. 9-6, Giltner with the lead and the basketball. In the offensive zone, Kreitz kicks it on the left side for Finley. They enter it inside and off the hands of Dylan Heinrichs, so that'll be a turnover. Not an easy pass for Heinrichs to catch there at all. So another turnover puts Howells back in business. They'll kick on the right wing here for Hegman. Hegman gets it on the baseline, kicking it back out for Kocek. We'll get it out. And the jumper, no good for Trevor Blum. And it's actually an air ball. So Giltner will inbound. So on the bounce is going to be Ethan Kreitz. Kreitz backing in a little bit, now has the top of the key, drives the lane, kicks it out, open for the three is Finley. It is no good. And the rebound by Prokocek. Finley hit some big threes yesterday in the semifinals. And he's off the mark there. Right wing with it is Hegman. Hegman's going to work it off right side for Prokocek. And picking up the dribble there is Musney and just working it around here. Giltner right now going a little man-to-man here. Sagging off a little bit. Open from the elbow is Beyer. He gets the ball. His jumper is no good. Rebound tipped into the hands of Drew Ott. And Ott will work it up ahead here for Kreitz. And Giltner's going to set up the half-court offense as we're nearing the halfway point of the second quarter. Entry pass inside for Ott. Ott looks around. We'll find Klier at the elbow. They'll kick it right back out. Now penetrating here is Heinrichs. Heinrichs in the lane off the hands of Klier. And Klier then reels it in, gives it to Kreitz. Kreitz, 15-foot pull-up jumper, no good. Rebounded by Prokocek. And Prokocek will get it up ahead here for Blum. Blum works it back around the perimeter here for Prokocek. And they give it off left side. Open is Hegman. He'll fire an NBA three that is short. And an air ball that's out of bounds. And I'm not so sure that Brian Beyer liked the shot selection, as he yelled something to his teammate over there. 3:49 to go here before halftime. It is 9-6. Giltner with the lead, but they have not scored here in the second quarter. Last time they scored was with 39 seconds to go in the first. And it's going to be a little bit longer as well as Ott lost the ball. They dribbled it off his foot and out of bounds. So now six turnovers on Giltner, eight for Howells. And Kreitz back defensively. As Howells brings in the offensive zone, that was Blum. He's got it back, and he'll throw it between the circles here for Beyer. Back to Blum on that right side. He'll lob it in. It's knocked loose. The steal by Ott, and it's up ahead here for Kreitz. Kreitz dribbles down the sideline. Check it out. Hastings on the sideline. Now they are inside for Ott, and Ott muscles it up and in. Drew Ott with a brilliant drop step in there as he got the catch. And the Hornets score for the first time here in quarter number two. They lead it 11-6 in a defensive struggle. Rakoncek backing in. Turnaround jumper. Short. Tried to shoot it over the top of Ott and end up being a little bit short. And Gildner comes up with a rebound. That's Kreitz. And he'll bring it in the offensive zone with 2:40 to go. Gives it off here left side in the second quarter. Kreitz thinking about the three, at least ball faking it anyway. Giving it to Poppin. Poppin gives it off for Heinrichs. Heinrichs will drive. Shots off the mark. Rebounded by Prokoncek. And quickly here comes Howells. They got to drop back into the half-court set because Hastings ran the floor and was back deep. And we got a timeout here for Howells. They take a 30-second timeout with 2:21 to go here in the second quarter. Giltner, 11. Howells, 6. We're back right after this timeout.
Lindquist Welding and Supply Company is your full-service ag and metal shop, including material handling equipment and harvesting adapters. In business since 1969, Lindquist Welding is a name you can depend on. Call 402-849-2264. Lindquist Welding and Supply Company in Giltner.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And the 2012 Boise State Basketball Tournament on Platte River Radio is proudly brought to you by Zeke Johnson, your Channel C dealer in Hildreth. We'll see if Howells can draw something up here offensively. I assume that's why Scott Lamberty called the timeout for Howells. See what the head coach has in mind here. And he'll bounce it to the right side to Beyer. Beyer gets it on the inside. Ball fake for Baracek. And it is off the mark. Rebounded by Drew Ott. And again, if you missed it earlier, UNK wins the Division II national title in wrestling today. Congratulations to the Lopers. On top of the key, Poppin. Poppin. Ball loose. Ott's able to track it down in the corner. Now the kick to Hastings. He'll try the three. It's no good. Rebounded by Gooch. And so Howells with a chance to chip away at this deficit again. They trail it 11-6 in what has been by far the slowest-paced game of the day here at the Devaney Center. Bellina works it down low for Beyer, and Beyer gets the bucket and the foul. They enter it inside, and he was hit on the arm. And I think that's going to be on Poppin, I believe. Don't check it. It's Drew Ott. Ott whistled for his first personal foul. Poppin was in there as well. So Beyer will try to finish the three-point play. Bends the knees, and back the iron, no good. Rebound, tipped all the way out, and coming up with it is Beyer. So a chance here for Howells to cut in the lead a little bit more. 11-8, 1:13 to go. And a timeout. Nope. A hold, a little moving screen, I guess. Whistled on Howells. So Masney with the Musney with the foul, moving screen. And with it is Finley. He'll get it right side for Hastings. Top of the circle. For Clyer, nice entry pass on the inside. In trouble, muscling up there as Ott gets his own rebound after the miss. Lays it off the glass. It won't fall, but Drew Ott will head to the free throw line. He's a perfect 3-for-3 from the line so far here in the ball game, and he will try to add to the lead once again. Free throw on the way, no good. Howells led 2-0, then Giltner went on a 9-0 run and have only scored 2 points since. Free throw, good for Ott. So the Hornets extend the lead just a little bit. They'll kick it off on the right side here for Matt Gooch. Jump stop by Gooch in the lane, takes it off glass, it rolls around and in. Great jump stop there by Matt Gooch. And Gooch hits the shot here. Working it around the perimeter. A little ball fake here for Clyer. Clyer gets it left side for Kreitz. 26 seconds left. Top of the key, Hastings. Hastings stops 15 feet away. We'll hand the ball off for Ott. Ott will skip it out. Top of the key here for Finley. And Finley will work it back around here. They give it to Ott. Ott in the lane. Passes tip. Picked up by Hastings. Hastings looks at the clock. 10 seconds left. Driving now is Ott. Shot no good. Ball kept around. Rebound to Bellina. Bellina, 2 seconds left, gets it off. Here's a three at the buzzer for Musney, and it is no good. So we'll head to the locker rooms. Giltner holding on to a two-point lead. It's the defending D2 state champions over the defending D1 runner-up. Giltner leading Howells 12-10 here at intermission. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report right after this.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
The Giltner Booster Club wishes the Hornets best of luck. You make our school and community proud. The Giltner Booster Club is 95 members strong and is working to enhance all Giltner students and extracurricular activities. Good luck, Hornets, from the Giltner Booster Club.
Axman Heating and Air Conditioning is your independent Lennox dealer, serving Pleasanton and surrounding areas. They remind you that now's the time to conduct spring and summer checks on your air conditioning units. Get ready for the warm season ahead. Axman has all the Lennox models and offers complete sales and service on all units. Give them a call today, 308-388-2010, 308-388-2010. Craig and Karen Axman say good luck to the Giltner boys.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back here to the Bob Devaney Sports Center, where Giltner leads Howells 12-10 in the D2 State Championship. Halftime brought to you by Allen's, the You Get More Superstore on West 2nd Street in Hastings. Once again, Giltner with that two-point advantage over Howells, and kind enough to join us to talk about, well, whatever we can think of to talk about, Bob Jensen, the editor, chief cook, and bottle washer of the Huskerland Prep Report. And, Bob, you've been here all weekend. There's been some great action here at the Devaney Center today, filled with a lot of tight games.
Yeah, there's been a lot of great action today at the Devaney Center. Not much of it's happened in the previous 16 minutes, but, yeah, there have been some. We started with two games that went right down to the wire, and then, you know, we had a huge crowd here for to get to see Omaha Central. There was a huge crowd here to see Mike Gasell play his last game at South Sioux City, which ended up in a bit of an upset with Scotts Bluff winning. But people have certainly got their $7 a session worth today.
Were you surprised by that Scotts Bluff game? I think most people thought South Sioux, but Scotts Bluff has been pretty solid all season.
Scotts Bluff's been outstanding all season, and you know, one of their landmark games was actually a game they lost. They played Norfolk within seven in their conference tournament. There was a disruption in the force this week. Most people know about there at South Sioux with Austin Groth and his trials and tribulations. He was a shell of himself in the tournament. That certainly didn't help. Mike Gasell goes out and scores 69 points in the last two games he plays. But Scotts Bluff, the thing about them, it wasn't just one or two guys. They've got a whole bunch of people. Eric Moreno and Eric Moreno and Zach Clemens, who's a returning All-Stater, great players. You know, Michael Haddon had the tournament of his life. He had 19 today. He's a former starter that went into a six-man role, and he was just dynamite today.
And, again, I saw a couple of leads, like some of the newspapers saying that he really was kind of the difference. And, again, when you can get 19 points from a guy that doesn't even start the game, that's always going to be a boost in the arm for any team that wants to win a state championship.
Yeah, Haddon's an exceptional athlete. He's a three-sport athlete. He's really good at all of them. And I don't know. The thing that got me, you know, Scotts Bluff was real sure of itself. I mean, it played with great confidence right from the opening tip. And they put South Sioux on the defensive, and even though they were able to get a 16-point deficit to 3 points in the last 4 minutes, it wasn't enough.
And, again, I think Scotts Bluff got a little boost in the arm with that great win they had yesterday against Beatrice. What do you think, team-wise, outside maybe of Central, who do you think probably the most dominant tournament for any of the state champions so far?
Well, you know, the thing, Okay, Ravenna was really good. Ravenna had its hands full today. Ravenna, though, the bar is set so high there, I don't know how fair that is. Boys Town kind of disappointed. That's kind of tough to say when you're a state champion, but the thing is that they didn't put anybody away. They made all three of their games came right down to the end. So I don't know that there's really been a dominant team. I suppose as much as anybody, it was Ravenna, but there's been a lot at the top end of each of the brackets. There's been a lot of close games in the semifinals and finals.
What do you do now? I mean, you spend so much time covering high school football, high school basketball. Do you start already kind of looking at the football season and getting everything ready for next fall?
Usually, Bush, by this time I've worked about a month on the football book. I haven't touched it, so I will be scrambling as well. Do we have a deadline to get published the 15th of June? I'd like to be done the 1st of June. Because there is a transition period between us being done and then the editing, publishing, and shipping process. But we'll get after it. There's part of me that wishes we already had, but that'll be here before you know it.
Again, we're talking with Bob Jensen, the publisher of Huskerland Prep. And when you started this, this was, oh my goodness, what, 15, 18 years ago now?
Yeah, this is the end of 22.
Is it 22?
1990 is when we started. 89 is when I moved to Central City. And it is, as they say, what it is. It's got its place, I guess. It's a lot of fun.
I think there's a lot of readership. I mean, I don't see your numbers or anything, but I hear a lot of people talking about the ratings and stories that they see and that sort of thing. Have you been happy with how people have received and the appreciation of coverage of high school athletics?
Oh, yeah, I mean, absolutely. We've got a lot of people that have followed what we've done for a long time. And like I said, this is my hobby. You know, my real job is running. I've got a couple newspapers to run. This is my hobby. It doesn't feel like a hobby sometimes. It can be awfully involved, but you know, you get a weekend like this, and it's a lot of fun. It's not the best part, consistently, is the interviews I get to do with athletes. Anybody who gets a chance to do that, it's just a lot of fun. We try and go in some of the places that maybe a lot of other mainstream media, I guess you'd call, might not, and get to some stories, get to some kids that maybe have never been interviewed before, never expected to be interviewed before, and those are the ones that are extra fun.
And again, I do love how you cover from D2 all the way to Class A, and it is a lot of fun for us to read it as well. Bob, always good to hear from you. Appreciate the time.
Yeah, absolutely, Bush. Thanks a lot.
Hey, my pleasure. Bob Jensen, the publisher of Huskerland Prep Report. We're at halftime. Giltner leads it 12-10 over Howells. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back for more of the halftime right after this.
Where do you get more Superstore? Shopping centered around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you. Where do you get more? Superstore.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back here to the Vanny Center. Let's get you caught up on the numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for Howells. They trail it here 12-10 against Giltner at the end of the first half. And, again, just not a lot of scoring to really kind of recreate here. Brian Beyer has 4 points here at intermission, 2 points for Mitch Bellina, 2 points for Matt Gooch, and 2 points for Jordan Voracek. And that's your 10 points right there. Because Howells, only 5 of 19 from the field, 26.2% free throw shooting from the field, and they're shooting better than Giltner. Giltner, 4 of 18 from the field, they're shooting only 22.2%, but they do lead it here at intermission by a score of 12-10. Checking out the numbers here for Giltner, led as usual by Drew Ott. Ott has 7 points and 5 rebounds in the game, 2 points for Trevor Poppin, 2 points for Ethan Kreitz and Jared Hastings. 1-for-1 from the free throw line, and he has 1 point. That's got to be 1 out of 2 from the free throw line, because if he hits front of it 1-and-1, they're going to let you shoot again. So I found an error in the official statistics here at the Vanny Center. It is at halftime where Giltner leads it 12-10. Giltner led it 9-2. They had a 9-0 run after falling behind 2-0 in that first quarter, but then scored only 3 points in the second quarter, and so their lead has dwindled 12-10. And I think just about every game played here at the Devaney Center up to this point, I think every team scored at least 12 points a quarter throughout the course of those games. So this one is tightened down a little bit from what we saw earlier today. Again, let's get you caught up on what has happened here at the Devaney Center. We'll just go in chronological order. Omaha Central with a 55-38 win over Omaha South with the state championship in Class A. In Class B, Scotts Bluff ends the run here for South Sioux City as the Bearcats win it 64-61. Boys Town runs the tables as they only lost once on the season, and they win today 58-55 over Wahoo to claim the state championship. And Ravenna wins again. The Blue Jays end up winning it by 10. It was a little bit tighter than that. They hit some free throws down the stretch to extend their lead. But Ravenna with a 61-51 win over Lutheran High Northeast to win the state title. And it was St. Mary's, O'Neill St. Mary's, with a 56-54 win over Pawnee City. Pawnee City led most of the game, and St. Mary's took the lead late, and they win it 56-54 to win their first ever state championship in basketball for that high school. Giltner trying to hold on to their state title. They lead it 12-10 here at intermission. And one other note for you, the UNK wrestling team, congratulations to head coach Mark Bauer and the Lopers, the 2012 NCAA Division II national champions. That just has a nice ring to it. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, the second half between Giltner and Howells right after this timeout.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
All of us at Honeycutt Farms are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. Best of luck from Brenda and Lisa, Daryl and Joe, and Zach and Anna. And we wish the Giltner team the best of luck and continued success in the future.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to all the South Central Nebraska area teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to each of the student athletes from your home team, the Bank of Donovan, with full service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The Breeze, 94.5.
You've been listening to the Allens Halftime Report. Allens, you get more Superstore on West 2nd Street in Hastings. It will be Howells basketball to start the second half here. They led early on in the first quarter. They're hoping to get the lead back here early in the third. Long pass on that left side for Bellina. Bellina helps work it around. Gooch has it. Off a little screen on that left side. Bellina now penetrates in the lane. Shot draws no iron but hits glass. Offensive rebound. Shot does not fall for Berkacek. And the ball out of bounds as Hastings could not pull down that rebound for Giltner. So the Bobcats will maintain the possession here. Opening possession of the second half. 12-10. Hornets with the lead. And Howells will just toss it in near midcourt. Bellina. They'll help enter it inside for Prokonchek. Prokonchek doesn't want to shoot over top of Ott, so they'll get it out for Beyer. And Beyer, that's an air ball, trying to save it. It is saved by Howells, but into the hands of Giltner. And now the Hornets on the run. With it is Kreitz. Kreitz gets it down low, popping with a tough shot and then a foul after the miss. And it's going to be a push. Whistled on Jordan Prokonchek. And that is the third on Brachek. So Brachek in a little bit of foul trouble here on the inbounds. Trying to steal it was Bellina. And Bellina ends up going over the bench area over there. And I think everything's okay. And Giltner administrator, I think, a little bit more nimble than he wanted to be, getting out of the way. So Giltner maintains the possession here. Kreitz will give it right side for Hastings. Hastings looks to the inside. Will give it to Poppin at the free throw line. Now kicks left side for Kreitz. Kreitz gets it inside for Ott. Ott puts up the shot. He'll head to the line as he was hit on the arm. And Ott, most of the points they scored today have been from the free throw line, or at least close to it anyway. He's got 3 out of 4 shooting from the line. He'll have 2 shots coming up here. Gooch was whistled for the foul. And Ott's free throw is no good. Score remains 12-10. And again, Giltner hasn't scored a field goal since the 3:06 mark of the second quarter. Second free throw is no good as well. Musney will bring it in the offensive zone, giving it for Bellina. Bellina's going to direct traffic a little bit. Bellina on the dribble, and they'll work it back around the perimeter. Byers got it. We'll skip it off on the right side. Here's Bellina for three. It's an air ball, and Ott fighting for it with Gooch, and Ott comes up with it, and he'll get the ball off here for Kreitz. Kreitz in the offensive zone. On the bounce, has the ball knocked loose, but into the hands of Ott, who is Johnny on the spot, and now another push here on Bellina. So Mitch Bellina going to be whistled for the foul, and that's going to be his second. So Hastings to toss it in here, 6.5 to go, third quarter. 12-10, Giltner with the lead. Into the corner with it is Hastings. Hastings gets it to Ott. Ott gets it in the lane. Penetrating here is Poppin. Poppin shot no good. High for the rebound is Prokocek. And Prokocek will hand it off here for Bellina. In the offensive zone come the Bobcats. A little ball fake. Penetration shot no good for Beyer. Rebounded by Kreitz. Kreitz up ahead here for Hastings. Hastings kicks into the corner. Towing into a three is Finley. And Finley off the mark, but rebounded by Ott. And Ott will lay it up and in. Drew Ott, offensive rebound and bucket. And you hear the chant of Drew. They enter it down low here for Prokocek for Howells. Shot blocked by Ott, but there's a walk first. A turnover for Howells. Unofficially, their 10th turnover compared to 6 here for Giltner. And the Hornets with a 4-point lead, 5:50 to go. Quarter number 3 here at the Devaney Center. The final of 6 state championships played here at the Bob. Next to last year for the finals to be played here at the Devaney Center. And a bad pass, and, well, Matt Drew thought that it was deflected by one of the Howells players, and they did not get the call. And it's too far for me to have even an opinion on that. Howells will bring in the offensive zone after what's termed a turnover. Gooch on that right side, picked up defensively by Hastings. And then off of a screen, they'll get it off for Musney. Musney will try the three. It's no good. Rebounded by Ott. And again, they are 0-for-8 from behind the arc are the Howells Bobcats. Directing traffic is Kreitz. Kreitz, little spin move. Loses the ball, but is able to get it back into the hands of Hastings. Hastings will give it to Ott. Ott's going to drive. Ott's going to muscle it up and in. Drew Ott kind of lowered the shoulder a little bit. Prokocek fell to the floor. And, of course, the Howells fans wanted to charge. No call was the call. And it pass up ahead to Kreitz, and Kreitz makes the interception, and they're going to say he landed on the baseline. So 4:53 to go here, third quarter, and the Hornets with a 6-point lead. Bobcats with the basketball. They're going to lob it down low, catch in underneath for Beyer, and Beyer is fouled. He went right back up with it after he got that catch. Ended up being low when he made the catch and went right back to the rack. Howells has not scored here in the second half with 4:46 to go here in the third quarter. And bending deep is Beyer, and Beyer hits the free throw. Again, very low numbers offensively for both these two teams, whatever category you want to look at. 0-for-9 are the Bobcats behind the arc. 0-for-5 is Giltner. Free throw here for Beyer. Up and good. Those are the first two free throws for Howells in the game. It makes it 16-12. Hornets with the lead. On the bounce here is Kreitz. Kreitz dribbles behind the back. Has it. We'll get it off here for Finley. Gives it right back out for Kreitz. Kreitz on that right wing. Takes it all the way to the baseline. Looking to pass. It's off the side of the glass. It's going to be out of bounds. The officials are going to talk about where it's going to be out of bounds. Either way, it's going to be Howell's ball. Mandrew saying, hey, I thought it was tipped. Didn't get the call on that one either. So that'll be a Giltner turnover. Giltner has turned it over 8 times compared to 11 here for Howell. Bounce pass on the right side. Gooch looks inside. They'll work it around the perimeter. Beyer has it off of a screen. Here's Bellina. Bellina enters it down low, and we've got a hold in underneath. Got a little push, I guess. And that's going to be on Ethan Kreitz. So Kreitz picks up the foul. Nobody really in any foul trouble at all for Giltner. The only one with multiple fouls for Howells is Beyer. He's got 2. And Brkacek has 3. So they've got a little foul trouble. On the inbounds, they give it to Gooch. Gooch is going to drive. Gooch gets the bucket and the foul. Nope. Yeah, they're going to call the bucket and the foul. Strong drive here by Gooch. And Gooch hits the layup to make it a one-point ball game. Two-point ball game, rather. He can make it a one-er if he can hit the free throw here. So Gooch will try to finish the three-point play with 4:10 to go, third quarter. 16-14 Hornets. The free throw is on the way. Looks short. It is short. Ott pulls down the rebound. Up ahead to Kreitz. Kreitz gets it ahead to Hastings. Hastings kicks into the corner for Heinrichs. And Heinrichs enters it back in. Reverse layup by Poppin. No good. Howells with the rebound. Brkacek will hand the ball off here for Bellina. And Bellina brings in the offensive zone. 16-14. Again, Howells led 2-0, but Giltner has led from that point on. Brkacek at the elbow. Gives it back out here for Bellina. Bellina in the lane. In a little bit of trouble. Bounces it out. Gets out of the lane. Gives it to Brkacek. Brkacek, nice little up and under move. Shot no good. And the foul is going to be whistled on Giltner on the rebound. Little push is going to be whistled on Trevor Poppin. And for Poppin, that will be his first foul. Bobcats have blocked 2 shots. Hornets have blocked none. Each team with 3 steals. Talked about the turnovers a little bit ago, and defensive rebounds, the edge goes to the Hornets, 17-15. On the inbounds, Bellina gets it for Howells. They'll kick it right wing here for Luke Hegman. Luke Hegman will help working on the inside, backing in, shot blocked by Ott. The shot by Beyer, no good, but an offensive rebound. Shot won't fall, and finally, Kreitz pulls down the rebound for Giltner, and he'll bring it in the offensive zone. He'll direct traffic a little bit. He'll dribble around the pressure of Bellina into the corner. Still has his dribble going. And he'll get it to the elbow for Clyer, and Clyer has it knocked away. Stolen away by Howells. Bellina comes up with it. They tried to enter it in, and Bellina was there with the hand, knocked it down, and made the steal. Brady Bester gave it away. Now gets it back on the right side for Howells. They'll work it back around the perimeter here for Gooch. Gooch enters it inside for Beyer. Beyer, ball fake, shoots over the top of Ott. No good. Rebounded by Hastings. Hastings, quick pass up ahead. On the run is Kreitz. Kreitz pulls up in transition for a jumper. No good. Gooch with the rebound. And he'll just let traffic clear and will slowly work it into the offensive zone. 25% shooting for Giltner, 20% for Howells in the game. On the bounce here is Gooch. Gooch will look to the inside. They get it in for Beyer. Beyer ball fake. Shot no good. Ott with the rebound. And quickly up ahead, they give it to Hastings. Hastings runs into Gooch, and Gooch will commit the foul. A lot of up and down. Just nobody's pulling the ball through the net because it's not going through there. Again, Giltner has scored 4 points in this quarter. They scored 3 in the previous quarter. No team has scored in double digits in any quarter in this game so far. And on the inbounds, the officials get together, and it goes off the back, I believe. Yeah, it's going to be off the back of Brian Beyer for Howells. And so he was the last to touch it. Giltner will inbound. They give it for Hastings. Hastings will kick it back around the perimeter. They set a screen, give it right side for Kreitz. Kreitz, 15-foot jumper, high-arcing shot that's no good. And the rebound by Hedgman for Howells. They get it off here for Gooch. Gooch kicks on the left side. That's Brester, and he'll hand the ball back out here for Mustang. Mustang picked up there defensively by Kreitz. Gooch now has it. He'll penetrate, and there's going to be a block on the inside. And Jacob Finley thought he had the charge call. He did not. He got the block instead. So there'll be a couple of shots coming up here for Gooch. So Matt Gooch, who is 0 for 1 from the free throw line, will have two free throws coming up here. Bobcats 2 out of 4 from the line in the game. Hornets are 4 out of 7. And they're going to mop up a little bit of the sweat there on the floor and slide the towel over to the Howells bench and hand the ball off to Matt Gooch. Gooch will have two shots here. First one is good for the 6'4 junior. They'll make it 16 to 15. We were tied at zeros, we were tied at two, and now an opportunity to be tied at 16 if Matt Gooch can hit it. And he uses the whole rim to make it happen, but Gooch ties the game at 16. Breathing a little bit of life into the Howells faithful behind us. Kreitz in the offensive zone. Kicks left side for Hastings. Hastings, top of the key. Pass caught inside for Ott. And Ott will lay it up and in. Nice soft hands there for Drew Ott. He's got all 6 points that Giltner has scored here in the third quarter. Minute 15 to go. Dribbling through the lane and a foul. Brady Brester just kept driving all the way through. Laid it up with that right hand. He was hit on the arm and will shoot two. That foul is going to be whistled on Trevor Poppin. And for Poppin, that'll be his second foul, I believe. So a couple of free throws for Brester here. It's good. First bench points of the game here for Howells. And again, if he hits the second one, we'll be tied again. And it's good. 8 points in the quarter for Howells. Only two of them have come from the field. Kreitz in the offensive zone. They get it off here for Finley. Finley enters it inside for Ott. Ott will drive. Ott lays it off glass. Gets his own rebound, but there's a foul before he can put up the shot. Kind of got hooked. He was making a little spin move, it looked to me. No foul was called on that, but when he got the rebound, he was fouled immediately before he could put up the shot. He got the rebound, went right back up in the air with it, and now Drew Ott will inbound it here for Giltner. He'll trigger in the inbounds, and will toss it in for Kreitz. Kreitz back in for Ott. Ott, being double-teamed, steps through it, lays it off glass, and it will not fall, but he will head to the line. And Drew Ott will go back to line and will shoot two. He is 3 out of 6 from the line so far. The foul is on Mustang. And so the place quiets down a little bit here for Drew Ott to shoot two free throws. And it's back of the iron and no good. Well, he was streaky. He hit 4 out of his first 5, and since then, it's gone a little quiet for him. Ott does hit the second free throw, giving the Hornets a 1-point lead, 19 to 18. Here's Howells in the offensive zone with 45 seconds to go here, third quarter. Brester kicks right wing for Gooch. Gooch is going to back up. He's going to fire a three and hit a three. Fading three-pointer for Matt Gooch. First tray of the game here for Howells and their first lead since it was 2-0. They lead it 21-19. Long pass up ahead off the hands of one of the Howells players and out of bounds. So Giltner will inbound at the end of their bench. Jacob Finley is going to toss it in here for Kreitz. Kreitz gets it, and now Kreitz will get the handoff. He'll drive the baseline, and he'll float it up and in. His first bucket of the second half. Ties it at 21. 21 seconds to go. Howell's probably going to work for the last shot, I would assume. Gooch at the elbow. Bounce pass on the baseline. Quick jumper, no good. Ott pulls down the rebound. And here comes Giltner with plenty of time. They get it left side for Hastings. Back out for Kreitz. Kreitz, jumper. 3 seconds left. No good. Rebound and tip at the buzzer. Will not fall. And we'll head to the fourth quarter. Tied at 21. There has not been a lot of offense in this one, but it has been tight throughout as we decide the Class D2 state champion in the fourth quarter. Giltner 21, Howells 21. We're back after this.
Axman Heating and Air Conditioning is your independent Lennox dealer serving Pleasanton and surrounding areas. They remind you that now's the time to conduct spring and summer checks on your air conditioning units. Get ready for the warm season ahead. Axman has all the Lennox models and offers complete sales and service on all units. Give them a call today, 308-388-2010, 308-388-2010. Craig and Karen Axman say good luck to the Giltner boys.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table or at a backyard barbecue, that's the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, the first two state championships games played at the Devaney Center today were essentially nail-biters coming right down to the wire, and it looks like the last one of the day might follow that same pattern. Giltner and Howells tied at 21 as we head to the fourth quarter. It will be Giltner ball to start the final quarter. Trevor Poppin, Dustin Hastings, Ethan Kreitz, Jacob Finley, and Drew Ott. That's who's out there right now for the undefeated Giltner Hornets. They inbound it for Kreitz. Kreitz will work it around for Finley. Finley gets it back out here for Hastings. Hastings back out for Finley. And they'll kick right side here for Hastings. Hastings, little ball fake. And the pass in the hands of Kreitz, almost stolen away. Good spinning of the ball here. Quick jumper, three-pointer, no good. Ott fights for the rebound. And Ott went over the back. Foul's going to be on Drew Ott. And that'll just be his second. But that now is seven against the Hornets. So a 1-1 coming up here for Howells. So this might turn into a free throw shooting contest. Jordan Baracek will step to a line. He'll have the front end of a 1-1 here with an opportunity to untie it. We're tied at 21 here early in the fourth quarter. The free throw is good. That'll earn him a bonus. Second free throw for Krawczyk is no good. Rebounded by Ott. Ott will get it up ahead here for Kreitz. Kreitz directing traffic. Brings it across the timeline. Picked up man-to-man by Bellina. They'll get it off here for Poppin. Poppin at the elbow. Helps work it around the perimeter for Hastings. Giltner moving much better without the ball now. Driving is Hastings, and we got a block. So that'll be two shots coming up here for Dustin Hastings. And Hastings has yet to score here in the ball game. He averages about seven a contest. And we'll see if he can get part of that here as he'll shoot. They're going to say it's a 1-1. They're going to say the foul came before the shot. So Dustin Hastings. Well, they say it's two shots, but they let somebody make a substitution. That's what made me think it was a 1-1. The free throw was no good. It's all making sense, except why they let somebody sub in too early. But second free throw by Hastings, also no good. Rebounded by the Hornets, though, and the tip no good for Poppin. Rebounded by Gooch, and here comes Howells. They have the lead, and they're going to try to add to it. They give it off right wing here for Brester. They enter it in. Backing in is going to be Beyer. Beyer is shut off by Ott. Now the cutter. They'll bounce past it for Brester. Brester will kick it back out. Now penetrating is Musty. Musty lost it. Loose ball picked up. Driving is going to be Bellina. And Bellina with a chance to finish a three-point play. He flew in there, got hit on the body, and put up a little floater that rattled around and in. Right through the hands of the Hornets, right into the hands of Bellina. And Bellina draws the body contact and banked it off the glass. So he'll try to finish the three-point play and does. Largest lead of the game here for Howells at 25-21. They have a four-point lead. Jacob Finley in the offensive zone. Now they enter it inside for Ott. Ott on the baseline. Double team. He'll kick it right back out for Hastings. They'll fire a three. No good. Rebound tipped around. Coming up with it is Beyer. And Beyer lost the ball to Bellina. And Bellina is going to be fouled. Jacob Finley trying to get the ball back. A little frustrated here. And he commits the foul. And again, for Giltner, they're pretty frustrated offensively. The free throw, up and good for Bellina. So Bellina with four straight points here, and the Bobcats with their largest lead, 26-21. Bellina free throw, good. So Poppin will inbound here for Kreitz. Giltner needs a bucket. And we got a foul. A little reach whistled on Bellina. Couldn't even hear the whistle. So Bellina with his second personal foul. That'll be a 1-1. As we said, this might turn into a free throw shooting contest. Right now that is advantage Howells. They are 10 of 13 from the line compared to 5 of 11 for the Hornets. Kreitz, free throw, no good. And up high for the rebound, Gooch for Howells. And Howells will bring the offensive zone. Free throw shooting right now, the difference in the game. Bellina gives it off left side here for Musty. They'll throw it in the corner for Beyer. He'll kick it back out here for Bellina. And again, Howells is being very patient offensively. They have a six-point lead. Now they pull the trigger on a quick three. It's no good. And rebounded out of there by Finley. And Finley gives it off here for Kreitz. Kreitz pass, knocked loose. Last touch by Bellina and out of bounds. Back in the battle for Giltner going to be Ryan Quire. So Giltner will inbound at the end of their bench here. Hastings to toss in. And he'll toss it in here for Kreitz. Back around the perimeter to Hastings. Hastings enters it in for Ott. Pass intercepted. Ott was double-teamed, tried the long pass. Bellina stepped in the passing lane and made the steal. And then a dangerous pass. The Beyer is able to track down. He's used up his dribble, and he'll get it off here for Gooch. Gooch on that left wing, giving it off here for Hedgman. Hedgman gives it off for Musney. Back left side for Beyer. Beyer well behind the three-point arc with 5:18 to go. Bounce pass out to Gooch near the half-court line. He's in trouble, and a timeout for Howells. Scott Lamberty, that's a good timeout. 5:12 to go here, fourth quarter. Howells with a 27-21 lead. They'll inbound it with 5:12 to go, and we come back after this.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
Lindquist Welding and Supply Company is your full-service ag and metal shop, including material handling equipment and harvesting adapters. In business since 1969, Lindquist Welding is a name you can depend on. Call 402-849-2264. Lindquist Welding and Supply Company in Giltner.
The Giltner Booster Club wishes the Hornets best of luck. You make our school and community proud.
The Giltner Booster Club is 95 members strong and is working to enhance all Giltner students and extracurricular activities. Good luck, Hornets, from the Giltner Booster Club.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, pressure for Giltner forced Howells to call the timeout. Howells still has three timeouts left. The Hornets have four. Each team getting close to double bonus. If Giltner commits a foul, it'll be two free throws coming up for Howells. The inbounds goes in for Luke Hedgman. He's double-teamed. Pretty good pressure being put on, and they're able to get it off for Musty. Musty finds a backdoor cutter, and it's blocked by Ott. Ott with the block. It hits the glass a little bit hard, and Kreitz comes up with the ball. So he has it in the offensive zone. With it, Kreitz. Kreitz used up his dribble. We'll kick it back out here for Finley. Finley has it top of the circle. Hornets need a bucket here. With it is Kreitz. Kreitz will drive, has it knocked loose, and we've got a whistle and a foul. So Giltner will go to the line where they have not been very effective. They're only shooting 42% from the line, 5 of 12, where the Bobcats are 10 out of 13. Somehow Giltner can get their numbers to equal the Bobcats. They'll probably be in pretty good shape. So Kreitz will shoot a one and one, and the free throw here is good. That'll earn him a bonus. He's got 5 points in the game. 3 points here in the second half. Free throw. Good. Again, Giltner has not scored a field goal here in the fourth quarter. Ott with another block. The drive by Hedgman is blocked by Ott. They'll kick it off here for Kreitz. Kreitz back inside for Ott. Ott shot, and it is blocked with no foul called on Brian Beyer. Double team. Gooch has it. Dribbles through the double team. Will just roll it up ahead, and now slowing it down is going to be Beyer. And Beyer is picked up defensively by Ott, and they'll pass it back out for Musty. Musty on the drive, passes it, and then the penetration for Hedgman, and he's going to go line and shoot two. As he was hit on the arm. 8 seconds whistle for the foul. And Hegeman will shoot two here. And his free throw is good. 28-23. 5-point lead here for Howells. Second free throw is good. Again, Howell's not shooting very well from the field at 21%, but they're shooting 80% from the free throw line. Poppin will give it top of the circle, working it around the perimeter. Kreitz gives it top of the key here for Hastings. Around the perimeter we go as Poppin has it. They're looking inside for Ott. Poppin with the dribble. And clearly there's a foul there because Brian Beyer had his arm all the way through the jersey of Drew Ott. And Ott was disrobed from the back. That was a daring look for the summer. So Drew Ott will go to the line. He's going to shoot two because that's now 10 team fouls whistled on Giltner, on Howells. And the Giltner senior hits the free throw. So Ott, 5 out of 9 from the free throw line. And as a team, the Hornets are 8 of 15. Now make it 9 of 16 as Ott hits the free throw and a timeout for Matt Drew and the Hornets. 29-25, Howells with the lead over Giltner with 3:45 to go here in the ballgame. We'll take a quick break. We're back right after this.
State playoffs. What a blast. A&B Carpet wishes the best of luck to all the boys and girls basketball teams at state. From the games of horse in your driveway to the long practices after school, your hard work is what got you to this level. Go down to Lincoln and have fun, play your hardest, and show the state what great kids we have in central Nebraska. All of us at B&B Carpet Service say, Go Hornets!
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back here to the Devaney Center. As, again, we're at 3:45 to go here, fourth quarter. Howells 29-25. We are nearing the lowest scoring game since they broke into Class D2 in the state championship history. The inbounds is knocked loose. And real quick, looking at lowest point total for a win, that'll be a good gauge here. I think I've seen a couple of scores around 41. Ewing over Hampton, 41-33 a couple years ago. That's the lowest scoring game. We're on pace to be lower than that. Pass up ahead. Dribbling through it is Bellina. Bellina almost turned it over. Gets it to Beyer. Beyer in the lane. Extra pass for Baracek. And Baracek missed the shot, but he'll head to the line. Finley with the foul. And Baracek, free throw is short. So 3:28 to go, fourth quarter, 29-25. Bobcats with a four-point lead, 3:28 to go. Second free throw on the way, and good. So Giltner will inbound. Howells will not even pick up the defense until half court. Kreitz in the offensive zone. Five-point game here with 3.5 to go. Left wing, Kreitz, he'll fire a three. It is no good. And they're going to say it was partially deflected. That's why it was short. And so Giltner will maintain possession. Giltner now 0 for 9 from behind the arc. Bobcats are 1 of 11. Finley has it top of the key. They give it off left side for Kreitz. Kreitz will back in and has his pass tip, but picking it up is going to be Finley. Finley kicks right side for Poppin. Back around the perimeter we go. 3 minutes to go. And Kreitz taps his head to set up the play. And they'll give it off here left side for Poppin. Poppin gives it top of the circle here for Finley. Right wing for Kreitz. Now penetrating is Hastings. They get it on the baseline for Poppin. Poppin flies in the lane. And he hits the layup. That's a tough little finger roll to rattle it around the rim and cut the lead down to three. Bad pass. Intercepted by Poppin. And Poppin's going to kick it back out for Kreitz. Kreitz gives it in the corner. The three for Hastings is good. First three-pointer of the game for Giltner. And we are tied at 30. Timeout Hornets. 2:25 to go in the D2 state championship. We are tied at 30. And we'll be back right after this.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weegis, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
All of us at Honeycutt Farms are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. Best of luck from Brenda and Lisa, Daryl and Joe, and Zach and Anna. And we wish the Giltner team the best of luck and continued success in the future.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, Dustin Hastings hits the only three-pointer of the game here so far for Giltner. Raises their shooting percentage from behind the arc all the way up to 11%. They're 1 out of 9. The Bobcats are 1 for 11. And shooting from the field, 27% for the Hornets, 21% for the Bobcats. Tied at 30. Long pass up ahead for Bellina. Bellina brings in the offensive zone for Howells. They give it off left side for Prokacek. They'll kick it out. Three-pointer is an air ball, and it's out of bounds. Well, just talking about the poor shooting here for Howells, and they exhibited it very quickly there. 2 minutes to go here in the ballgame. On the bounce is Kreitz. Kreitz pass off the leg of Bellina, but it's not a kick. And Bellina picks up the loose ball. It'll be a turnover. Howells in the offensive zone. Gooch gives it top of the circle here for Bellina. Bellina on that left side for Prokacek. Prokacek over for Bellina. Right wing, Musney enters it inside for Beyer, and Beyer's going to lay it off the glass. up and in for Brian Beyer. 32-30, minute 38 to go. Howells with a two-point lead. Giltner with the basketball. Kreitz will give it right side for Hastings. Hastings on that right side, looks on the inside, gives it for Poppin. Left wing, they get it off here for Kreitz. Kreitz getting it in for Ott. Ott, tough shot, no good, fighting for the rebound. And who comes up with it? I think it's somebody wearing a black jersey. It is Howell's basketball, and they get a timeout. 30-second timeout here for Howell's. We'll keep it right here with a minute 17 to go. They pull down the rebound in underneath, and Trent Musney had nowhere to go with it, so they got a timeout. I'm not sure if he called it or one of his teammates did. In any event, before the ball could be tied up, they got the quick timeout. So a minute 17 to go. Possession arrow is pointing to Howell's. Both teams have committed 10 fouls, so we'll be shooting two free throws from here on out. Three timeouts left for Giltner, one left for the Howells Bobcats, who lead it 32-30. And you know that Giltner is going to go full court press here. And way back deep, and now dropping back with him is Ott, but back deep is Brkacek, and the pass to top of the circle here for Ott. Ott will get it back to, to Beyer, rather. It was caught by Gooch, my apologies. And Beyer will help kick it off left side. Now Gooch has it, and he'll give it top of the circle here for Brkacek. Brkacek gives it off for Musney. Musney back out for Bellina. Howells is playing keep away a little bit. And they'll just hand the ball back out here for Brkacek. And then it's a foul as Brkacek will be the one that goes the line and will shoot two. And in the game, he is 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. He's got 7 rebounds, 4 points, and 4 fouls. And he'll have 2 here. The first one is on the way and good. 33-30, 54.8 seconds to go in the D2 state championship. Second free throw by Brkacek is no good. Rebounded by Beyer. Beyer lays it off the glass. No good. And Giltner pulls down the rebound. That's Ott snagging the bound. They kick it up ahead here to Hastings. Down by 3, 40 seconds to go. They get the ball in the hands of Ott. He'll hand it off here for Kreitz. Kreitz will drive. Kreitz, a little floater. Good. Ethan Kreitz makes it a one-point ball game and a timeout for Giltner. Full timeout here for Giltner with 35.5 to go. 33-32. Howells with the lead, and they'll inbound it when we come back right after this.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
The Breeze, 94.5.
State tournament coverage brought to you on Platte River Radio by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. When you're injured, Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center will get you back into the game alive with locations in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Bertrand, Lexington, and Wood River. There's one near you. Tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back into the game of life. 35.5 to go. 1 point lead for Howells. They can run the baseline if they need it. And Beyer will toss it in for Gooch. Gooch gave it away. Now they kick it up ahead here for Hedgman. And Hedgman's the one that's going to be heading to the line. They commit the foul on him. So Hedgman will step to the line where he is 2 for 2. Hegeman will shoot a couple more here. And the free throw is good. 34-32. 30.2 to go. Now remember, the Hornets have not been successful from behind the arc. They're only 1-9 from the field. So this free throw is big, and it is good. So Hedgman hits it, makes it 35-32 with 30.2 to go. 30.2 to go in the ball game here. Inbounded to Kreitz. Giltner down by 3. Kreitz on that right side. We'll throw it down top of the circle here for Hastings. Hastings gets it. Driving is popping, and popping is fouled. He's on the way to the rack and was fouled, so he'll shoot two. The shot not close to going in. Doesn't matter to Giltner how they get that three-pointer. And with 19.8 to go, they got to hit some free throws and get some defensive plays. Free throw is good. Hit the back of the iron, and then went straight up in the air for popping. That's his first free throw attempt of the day. He's got five in the game. Second free throw, rattles around, no good. Ott with the rebound. Ott will go right back up, a little bit too strong. Gooch pulls down the rebound and then a foul. And Ott just beside himself because he missed that shot. Very tough contested shot after he got the offensive rebound. So give credit to Gooch for that rebound. Dustin Hastings commits the foul. And Gooch will try to make this a two-possession game. He'll shoot two. And Gooch's free throw is good. 36-33 with 14.8 to go. This one is big. And Matt Drew is going to make him think about it. Timeout, Giltner. A full timeout with 14.8 to go. We'll have the free throw when we come back right after this.
It's the unbelievable tractor tire sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving Central Nebraska. Save on co-op pivot tires, size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The Agrimax size 480 ADR 42. And the BKT front tractor tire, size 10 by 16 8-ply. Other tires and sizes also on sale. Call your CPI Mr. Tire for current pricing. 14 locations in Central Nebraska.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Give you a little game reset here. 14.8 seconds to go. Both teams have committed 10 fouls, so it'll be two free throws for either team here. Howells leads at 36-33. Both teams with a timeout left. And at the free throw line for the second of two free throws is Matt Gooch. Gooch has just given the Bobcats a three-point lead. He can make it a two-possession game if he can hit the free throw here. And he does not look nervous. He is smiling. He is talking to his teammates. And now he'll be stepping to the free throw line. He is handed the ball, and he stands in the middle of the circle. Little spin of the ball, steps to the free throw line, bends the knees, fires the free throw, and it is no good. And Ott was the last to touch it. It's out of bounds. Brian Beyer made it so Ott could not make the catch, and Ott was the last to touch it, right in front of the official who made the call. So Howells has possession here, and now Giltner has a very tough row to hoe. And they're having trouble inbounding it, so they call a timeout. They use their final timeout to inbound the ball with 14 to go. Again, they got the miss that Giltner wanted, but Ott could not snag in the rebound. Ott has pulled down 16 rebounds in the game and also 16 points. We'll be back with the final 14 seconds with the Bobcats leading it 36-33 right after this.
Time for a new car? See Advantage Chevrolet, where you'll get total satisfaction for a lot less cash. Come test drive a hot new Chevrolet, and you'll see why everyone comes to Advantage Chevrolet to buy. Advantage Chevrolet, 1111 M Street in Aurora. The first place you think of, the last place you'll stop. Chevy, an American revolution.
Those other dealers just talk, but he goes into action, and you get a great deal and total satisfaction.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, Giltner is going to have to find lightning in a bottle to defend their state championship. They trail it by three with 14 seconds to go. The problem they have is they don't have the ball. Inbounding it on the baseline is going to be Howells. So Beyer making the play of the game so far anyway. The bounce pass goes in for Beyer, and Beyer is fouled. And now Beyer with the opportunity to make it a two-possession game here. A little bit over a second went off the clock here. 12.7 to go. We still have a lot of ball left here because Giltner still has a timeout left. Of course, they'll commit fouls if they need to. Brian Beyer at the line to shoot two. Bends deep, fires the free throw, and it's good. Beyer, 3 for 3 from the free throw line. 37-33, two-possession game now. Beyer, second free throw. Bends the knees, fires, and rattles around, no good. This time Ott pulls down the rebound. He gets it ahead to Kreitz. Kreitz in the offensive zone. Kreitz kicks it off. Here's the three-pointer and contact, but no foul. Heinrichs, and now a foul on the three. It almost went in as Dustin Hastings almost hit that three. He's heading to the line to shoot three with 1.9 to go. Dylan Heinrichs pulled the trigger on the three. Looked like a lot of contact there. No foul was called. The loose ball got tipped back out to Hastings. Hastings shot the three, was hit on the arm, clearly a foul, and it hit the back of the iron just as the free throw does. It is no good. So it's going to be three free throws. The second one is good. 37-34 with 1.9 to go here. And with only 1.9 to go, Giltner is going to have to pull off one of the more memorable final 2 seconds of a game played at the Devaney Center in quite some time. What they need to have happen here is a miss, a tip into the somewhere for a three, and they hit the three at the buzzer. That is their only chance, and that would be to force overtime. So everything's got to go absolutely perfect here for Giltner. They call their final timeout, but we're going to keep it right here on the Breeze as well as the ESPN Superstation here in central Nebraska. Our sixth state championship game on the ESPN Superstation, and Giltner trying to win another state title on the Breeze as they did 1 year ago. And if it happens, it will be extremely memorable. 1.9 left. To the free throw line is Dustin Hastings, and Hastings is going to have to hit this one just right. And one shooter is walking around free here for Giltner, and that's going to be Jacob Finley, their best three-point shooter. They're going to try to tip it out to Finley off the miss. The free throw, no good. Ott tips it into the corner. Finley's got it for three at the buzzer. It's good! It's good! The prayer is answered! They're going to huddle. The officials are huddling to see if we're tied at 37. From my vantage point, it looks good. The officials are discussing it. They are talking it over. My goodness, the prayer was answered. They're nodding their head. They are talking to both coaching staffs. And they're discussing overtime. Actually, they're bringing Ott, they're bringing Matt Drew over to the bench. And they are looking at a monitor. And a couple of Giltner fans, we do not have that monitor in front of us as they do on ETV. A couple of Giltner parents looking at the monitor, nodding their head, yes, we're all right. The officials are staring at the monitor, trying to determine, and Giltner is looking as well. Both teams are staying in their bench area as we await the decision of whether or not this one's going into overtime. And they do replay it on the big screen. To me, it looks like we're good. With 1.2 seconds left, the tip by Ott going right into the hands of Jacob Finley. Finley stepped back, fired the three, and the three officials are all studying the tape. And again, they indicated a three-pointer. They put their hands in the air. Nobody made the signal that the basket is good. They never tapped it in. And so they are studying, they are looking, and the decision has not yet been made. This has got to be within an eyelash. 37-37 is what the scoreboard reads. They would have to take the 3 points off. don't even need to tell you. Well, maybe I will. You won't be able to tell on the radio which team is cheering, but this place is going to get real loud when the official signal comes from the three officials who are huddled up over the monitor on the scorer's table. You can hear a little bit of the chanting for the Giltner faithful on that far side. And they are looking and they are discussing. You know what? If it's this close, let's let them play. Let's let them decide on the court. It's good! We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with overtime. 37-37. Giltner and Howells. We're back right after this.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Wow, that had to be close in terms of setting that tape as long as they did. And what a play. Everything absolutely perfect for Giltner to force the overtime. The tip controlled by Giltner as we head to the final 4 minutes. Or not. We'll find out. Hastings kicks it on the right side. They work it inside for Ott. Ott, layup, no good. Beyer pulls down the rebound. And so first possession of the overtime here for Howells. Dribbling up is Bellina. Bellina on that left side. Musney is looking in as Prokocek is trying to post up. They'll give it off for Beyer now between the circles. Left side now for Bellina. Bellina picked up defensively by Finley. They get it out left side for Bellina. Top of the circle now for Musney. Again, Giltner going man-to-man. They get it top of the circle here for Prokocek. And Prokocek will give it back out for Gooch. Left side here for Bellina. The only 2 3-pointers for Giltner in the game came in the fourth quarter. Bellina dribbles to the lane. It is out of bounds, but off the legs to one of the Giltner players. I think it might have been off the leg of Poppin. In any event, Howells is going to inbound it. Must need to toss it in. 5 second count going on. They'll have to throw it in near midcourt as Bellina has it on the big red end at the Devaney Center. They give it for Beyer. Beyer stopped at the elbow, lost it. It is just plain simply out of the hands of Brian Meyer and out of bounds. Turnover for Howells. They're 13th of the game, and I think they had 10 in the first half, so they've taken much better care of the ball since intermission. Kreitz in the offensive zone. Kicks it off on that right side for Poppin. Poppin inside for Ott. Ott off glass. Good. Drew Ott hits the bucket, and Giltner leads in overtime, 39-37. On the bounce, Bellina. Ott in the game, by the way, 18, right at his average. Kick it out here. Left side for Prokocek. Prokocek steps up, gives it top of the circle now for Musney. Musney, 15 feet away. That's a tough jumper. It is short. Ott pulls down the rebound, and Kreitz will bring in the offensive zone. That was good defense because that was not a good shot. Kreitz on the dribble, gives it to Ott. He's standing behind the three-point arc. That's not his game. He'll kick it right side for Finley, who hit the miracle. They get it off here for Hastings. Hastings kicks in the corner, and Kreitz trying to get to it, but it was knocked out of bounds by Howells. Good hands there by Bellina to knock the ball loose. We're nearing the midway point of the overtime. 2:03 to go in the extra period. The Hornets got the miracle at the buzzer and now lead it 39-37. They kick left side for Hastings. They enter it inside for Ott. Back out for Hastings. Hastings spins. Ball fake. Gives it to Ott on the baseline. 12 feet away, so he'll just work it around the perimeter, giving it to Finley. And now setting it up here is going to be Kreitz. Minute 45. Right wing with it is Poppin. Poppin, top of the key for Hastings. Gives it off on that left side. Now top of the circle here for Finley. Finley gives it on that right elbow for Poppin. Little cutter by Kreitz. And it's good. 4-point lead for Giltner in overtime. 41-37. Minute 25 to go. Off the foot of Kreitz and out of bounds. as they try to enter it down low for Prokocek. So tossing in here is going to be Musny. He'll get it in for Prokocek. Prokocek well behind the three-point arc. He's going to step up to that arc. Now dribbled through the lane. He's picked up there by Ott. Little ball fake shot is good. Prokocek cuts the lead in half. 41-39. Minute 9 to go here. Giltner with the lead and the basketball and a timeout. The extra timeout allotted Matt Drew has been called here with a minute 5 to go in the overtime. Hornets 41, Bobcats 39, a minute 5 to go in overtime. We're back after this.
The Giltner Booster Club wishes the Hornets best of luck. You make our school and community proud. The Giltner Booster Club is 95 members strong and is working to enhance all Giltner students and extracurricular activities. Good luck, Hornets, from the Giltner Booster Club.
Lindquist Welding and Supply Company is your full-service ag and metal shop, including material handling equipment and harvesting adapters. In business since 1969, Lindquist Welding is a name you can depend on. Call 402-849-2264. Lindquist Welding and Supply Company in Giltner.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back here to the Bob Devaney Sports Center. And again, if you missed it, Dustin Hastings, with his team trailing by three, was at the free throw line. He hit the back of the iron as designed. Tipping it out was Drew Ott. Catching the ball just short of the three-point arc was Jacob Finley. He stepped back with 1.9 to go, fired in a three-pointer that they studied for about 3 minutes before they decided it was officially good, forcing the overtime. Now the inbounds here. Kreitz is going to lay it up. It's no good. And then a foul on the rebound is going to be whistled on Ott. Backdoor cut on the inbounds play. Kreitz laid it on the iron very quickly. They took no time once they were handed the ball. They got that quick backdoor cut. And then the shot was missed. And then Ott went over the back trying to get the rebound. So a chance here for Howells to tie it because Jordan Prokocek will go to the line and will shoot two. The first one is on the way and rolls around, and is good. 41-40. Minute one to go. It's still possible this could be the lowest scoring game in D2 state championship history, but it certainly is one of the better ones. The free throw is good. We're tied at 41 with a minute one to go. And Giltner has the basketball. Kreitz in the offensive zone. Kicks right side for Finley. Finley gives it back out here for Poppett. Poppett on that left wing for Hastings. They get it again on that right side for Poppett. Moving around is Kreitz. Quickly around the perimeter, we get it to Hastings. Hastings, now we spin it again. Kreitz on that right side gets it back out for Hastings. They're moving around very quickly on the perimeter. But Howells is not giving up any ground. Right side, Hastings has it. 30 seconds to go in overtime. Tied at 40. Now Giltner might want to think about working for the last shot. With it is Kreitz. They kick it now right side for Poppett. Poppett, 20 seconds left. Gives it out for Kreitz. 18 seconds left. On the dribble is Kreitz. Kreitz dribbles around here. 13 seconds left. No timeouts left here for Giltner. On the bounce is Kreitz. 7 seconds left, near midcourt. Everyone on their feet. A little pick and roll. Kreitz on the baseline. Jumper. Back the iron. No good. Rebound by Ott. And we go to another overtime. The shot hit the back of the iron, essentially at the buzzer. And we'll have a second overtime period between Giltner and Howells to determine the D2 state championship. Giltner got the prayer at the end of regulation. They could not get it at the end of the overtime. So the second extra period coming up right after this.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, or repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back here to the Bob Devaney Sports Center. As, wow, what a game. We're tied at 37 at the end of regulation. And now both teams with 4 points in the overtime. And we'll head to the second stanza, tied at 41. So the second overtime period tied at 41. And just like the first, the tip is controlled here by Giltner. They bring in the offensive zone. Kreitz will get it at the elbow for Ott. Ott, little ball fake. He'll drop and be fouled. I think you got your choice on this one. There's about three guys in there wearing black jerseys that you could call for the foul. And they're going to give it to number 22, Brian Beyer. And Beyer goes bye-bye. That is his fifth personal foul. He fouls out with 3:48 to go in the second overtime. So Luke Hageman going to check in for him. And to the line to shoot two is going to be Drew Ott. Now Ott hit two big free throws in the overtime. In the fourth quarter. Here he misses the free throw, but he'll still have another one coming. 41-41, 3:48 to go here. Second free throw, good. And the Hornets have a one-point lead. First possession of the second overtime here for Bellina. Bellina on the bounce. Gives it off on the right side for Musney. They work it back around the perimeter. And on that right wing, Bellino shut off on the baseline. Pass back out for Musney. Musney will give it top of the circle here for Pekacek. Now penetrating is Bellino. Bellino, that's a bad looking shot. It is well short and rebounded by Hastings. And Howell's just kind of forced that one up there because Giltner did not give them any good looks at the basket at all. Kreitz will dribble down to the baseline. Now throw it top of the circle here for Poppett. They work it on the right side for Hastings. Hastings gives it back out here for Kreitz. They'll work it back around the perimeter. With it now is Jacob Finley. Finley, only 3 points in the game, and those were the three that forced the overtime. Kreitz, top of the circle. Gets it to the elbow here for Ott. Ott, outside the lane. Now he'll drive it into the lane. Shot off glass, good. Drew Ott muscled that one up, and I mean muscled it up and in. He's got 5 points in the overtime between the two overtime periods and 21 in the game. Entry pass on the left side for Bekancic. He's shut off, so they'll work the offense back out. Bellina has it now, top of the circle. Here's Gooch. Gooch will work it around right side. A three-pointer in the corner. No good. And rebounded by Giltner. Snagging the bound is Hastings. Long pass up ahead. 44-41. Giltner with the lead and the ball. And loose ball, it's turned over. Coming up with it is Bellina. Bellina's going to drive and fall, and there is a foul. Or is it a walk? It's a walk. And I think he cramped up a little bit. Bellina stretching out that toe a little bit, got his feet caught up. He fell down at his knees, and that was going to be a tough call if they called that a foul. There was contact there, but mostly because Bellina fell to the ground. And the officials were right. One of the officials was right in front of me when it happened, so I had trouble seeing it. So it was a walk on Bellina. And the Hornets will try to add to a three-point lead here with 2:10 to go in our second overtime of the D2 state championship. And the officials are going to take a look at Bellina a little bit. He's still trying to stretch out that left foot. He just doesn't want to come out of the game. I don't think he's 100% yet, but he's not going to come out right now. The inbounds for Kreitz. Giltner can put a little distance between themselves and Howells on this possession. Kreitz will kick it off on the left wing for Finley. Back around the perimeter, they give it off right side. Kreitz has it. Kreitz picked up man-to-man off of the screen. Hastings, he's double-teamed, and he'll bounce it back out here for Kreitz. Minute 49 to go, and Matt Drew saying, run the offense. He's circling his fingers over his head. They give it for Kreitz. Kreitz on the right wing for Finley. Finley, top of the key, passes tip, but picking it up is Hastings. Hastings gives it to Kreitz, who drives the baseline, and we got a block. Got a block, whistled on Howells, and that's going to be on Bekancic. And for Bekancic, that's going to be his fifth personal foul. So he leaves the second overtime with a minute 34 to go. So Beyer and Bekancic, two starters for Howells, out of the ball game here. And to the free throw line for two shots is going to be Ethan Kreitz. And Kreitz bends the knees, fires the free throw, and turns the twine inside out. Free throw is good, 45-41. Minute 34 to go here. Bobcats have two timeouts if they want them. Hornets have one. Free throw back the iron, no good. High for the rebound is Gooch. Gooch will bring it up court himself. Gooch on the bounce. Will hand the ball back off. They kick it on the left side. With it is Musney. We'll check that. Brester. Brester gives it out for Gooch. He'll fire a three. No good. Rebounded by Finley. And Finley will give it up ahead here for Kreitz. Kreitz on the dribble. Pressure coming. And double team. They give it to Ott. Ott will kick it back out here for Finley. Minute seven to go. 45-41. And Kreitz is fouled. So Kreitz, who is 2 out of 3 from the free throw line, will go back and shoot a couple more. Check it. Kreitz is 3 out of 5 from the line. So he'll shoot two more here. And the free throw is up and good. 46-41. Kreitz, as the Devaney Center gets quiet, will fire another free throw. It is good. Timeout. Timeout. 47-41. Minute four to go in the second overtime. Giltner, for the first time in a long time, looking pretty good here. Minute four to go. We got a full timeout taken by the Hornets. They lead it by 6. We're back after this.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, Giltner was all but dead and buried at the end of regulation. They got a miracle play to force the overtime. They had a chance to win it at the end of the first overtime. And now we're in the second, and they can't put it in the bank just yet. They cannot put it in the bank just yet, but a lot of things working in their favor. First of all, they're up by 6 with a minute 4 to go, and Howells has lost both Brian Beyer and Jordan Brkacek, two starters. So Howells is a little bit short-staffed here. They probably need a three, but they're 1 of 14 from behind the arc. In the offensive zone is Bellina. Bellina gives it to Gooch. Bellina on that left side has the dribble. Lost it momentarily and lost it again. Turnover! It's Giltner basketball with 55 seconds to go. And that'll be another step closer to freeing up some bigger space for a trophy in the trophy case at Giltner High School. The inbounds goes to Hastings. Hastings is fouled immediately. And Dustin Hastings, who is 1 out of 5 from the free throw line, will step to the stripe and will shoot a couple of them here. Right now, it's already a 2-possession game, even if everything falls perfect for Howells. But they do have 2 timeouts left. The free throw, back the iron, and no good. And if there's a chink in the armor for Giltner here in the ball game, it is their free throw shooting. They're 15 of 28. Free throw, good. So Hastings hits the free throw. It's a 7-point lead, 48-41, 50 seconds to go. With it is Hedgman. Hedgman is going to fire an NBA three. That's no good. Rebounded to Giltner. Quickly outletted for Kreitz. Kreitz on the baseline, trying to dribble away from everybody. Still playing a little keep away. Still has it, and then the foul. 36.9 to go. Like watching Bobby Hull skate with a puck, trying to kill the penalty all by himself. Dribbling away from all the pressure was Ethan Kreitz. And he'll go line, and he'll shoot two more. And Kreitz, 5 out of 7 from the free throw line. Been one of the better free throw shooters for Giltner, and he hits another one here. 49-41. And all the noise at the Devaney Center is coming on the far side from the Giltner side of the equation here at the Devaney Center. And they are on their feet again because the second free throw by Kreitz is good. 50-41. 35 seconds to go. Ball's loose, turnover, and a foul. Should be an intentional foul. Kreitz got the ball. The officials are going to get together and see whether or not he actually played the ball. And Howells is going to call a timeout. There'll be two shots, and we got a timeout coming up here for Howell. 31 seconds to go. A couple of free throws coming up for Kreitz. The Hornets lead it 50-41. They'll be at the line when we come back right after this 1 minute timeout.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
All of us at Honeycutt Farms are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. Best of luck from Brenda and Lisa, Daryl and Joe, and Zach and Anna. And we wish the Giltner team the best of luck and continued success in the future.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
The Breeze, 94.5.
The sound you hear is Ethan Kreitz hitting the first of two free throws to extend the Giltner lead to 10. 51-41 with 31 seconds to go. And the second free throw for Kreitz is good. And this one is as good as over. An 11-point lead. Bellina in the offensive zone has it. Ott with some pressure. Jumper, no good. Rebound pulled down by Finley. Finley will give it for Hastings, and Hastings is fouled. I almost thought maybe Howells would just pack it in, and now they will. The Bobcats will be dumping the bench. And now Matt Drew points to five young men to step out onto the court to finish the final 17.2 here in double overtime. Giltner will be the defending state champions next year as well. The free throw by Hastings is no good. ...52-51... ...17.2 to go. A lot of hugs over there on the Giltner sideline. And Dustin Hastings, if he hits the free throw here, he'll get a breather as well. The free throw is no good. Rebound taken out of there by Howells. That's Ruskamp. Ruskamp will give it off here for Trevor Blum. He'll fire a three. No good. 8 seconds left. Ball picked up by Garrett Poppin for Giltner. And the ball is loose. Picked up by Poppin. And that'll be a turnover. And Bellina. Check it. Hastings leaving the game. Checking in is Kyle Hawthorne here for Giltner. So all the starters are out. They're getting hugged. 3 seconds left. The inbounds, and here's the horn. It took two overtimes, but the Hornets, with a miracle 11-point double overtime win. 52-41. Howells did not score in that second overtime. And Giltner scored 4 points with 1.9 seconds to go in the game. So Giltner hits all the buttons just right at the end of regulation, and they dominate the second overtime, and they win it 52-41. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Vons Printers post-game report right after this.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to all the South Central Nebraska area teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to each of the student athletes from your home team, the Bank of Donovan, with full service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back here to the Devaney Center. The postgame show is brought to you by Vons Printers, your full-service printer at 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. We were hoping to be able to speak with Matt Drew quickly before all of his commitments for television. But right now he's currently being interviewed by the print media, who has a deadline of about 5 hours from now. But so I don't know if I'll have the opportunity to talk with Coach Drew. But he has to be a very, very happy and relieved man. We were tied at 41 as we went to the second overtime, tied at 37 at the end of regulation, and we got tied because of one of the more incredible plays at the end of a game that you would ever see. Dustin Hastings almost hit a three-pointer, but was fouled in the process. Now, they were down by four at the time, so he missed the first free throw. Didn't mean to do that, but he missed the first free throw, hit the second free throw, intentionally missed the third, and Drew Ott was able to tip it out to Jacob Finley. Finley took one step back with it and drained the only 3 points he scored in the game. He hit the three-pointer at the buzzer. The officials spent a good 2.5, 3 minutes, it seemed like an eternity, deciding whether or not he got the shot off in time. They ruled that he did, and so we went to the extra period, tied at 37. And in overtime, 4 points each in the first overtime, and then absolutely dominated in the second overtime. Giltner outscored Howells in that second overtime period, 11-0, and they win it here, 52-41, to defend their Class D2 state championship. And what an outstanding, incredible game here as Giltner picks up a win by 11. But it was obviously much, much closer than that as they win this one 52-41. Let's take a look at all the numbers here for you. We'll begin, first of all, for Howells as they drop the heartbreaker here, only their second loss of the season. They finish at 26-2 on the year. And leading the way for them with 10 points was Matt Gooch. He had 10 points and 11 rebounds. 9 points for Jordan Prokocek. He also had 8 rebounds. 9 points and 5 rebounds for Brian Beyer. 7 points and 5 rebounds for Mitch Bellina. And 4 points for Luke Hegeman. And then 2 points for Brady Bester for Howells, who finished their season at 26-2. Now for Giltner, who finished their season undefeated at 29-0. They were led tonight by Drew Ott. Ott with 21 points, 18 rebounds, including 14 defensive rebounds, including, you could say, the game winner, because he got that rebound and tipped it out for that three-pointers. So Ott with 21 points, 18 rebounds. Ethan Kreitz also outstanding offensively. He had 17 points, 4 rebounds, and also a couple of steals in there. Justin Hastings, 5 points and 5 rebounds. 5 points for Trevor Poppin. 1 point for Jared Hastings. And Jacob Finley, only 3 points, but they were the 3 points that forced the overtime. And I'll tell you what, he got the ball short of the three-point line, was able to step back, hit the three, and do it before the clock expired. He only had about a half a second to make that step back. Very heads-up play, and they hit the three. They had to determine two things when the officials looked at that. Was it a three-pointer, and was it off in time? Both of those things were true for Jacob Finley, only 3 points in the game, but Giltner needed those three at the time to tie it, force the overtime, and defend their state championship. They win it 52-41. We'll take a quick break. Hopefully we'll be able to talk very quickly with Coach Drew. We'll try to do that right after this timeout.
Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
Time for a new car? See Advantage Chevrolet, where you'll get total satisfaction for a lot less cash. Come test drive a hot new Chevrolet, and you'll see why everyone comes to Advantage Chevrolet to buy. Advantage Chevrolet, 1111 M Street in Aurora. The first place you think of, the last place you'll stop. Chevy, an American revolution.
Those other dealers just talk, but he goes into action, and you get a great deal and total satisfaction.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, unfortunately, we will not be able to talk with Matt Drew, the head boys basketball coach at Giltner, who defended their state championship today 52-41 in double overtime against Howells. So let's recap what happened here today. In Class A, Omaha Central rolled over Omaha South 55-38. Scotts Bluff ends the championship run for South Sioux City. The Bearcats with a 64-61 win that surprised a lot of folks. Boys Town, the class of Class C1, they win, but it was a tight one against Wahoo, 58-55. Ravenna, tighter game than what it might look like, but they win in Class C2, 61-51 over Lutheran High Northeast. St. Mary's wins the first ever state championship in their school's history, winning it 56-54 over Pawnee City. And in one of the better thrillers, the only overtime of the day was a double overtime, and Giltner wins it 52-41. Congratulations to Matt Drew and the rest of the Giltner Hornets, who finished the season at 29-0. And that will also finish the high school sports season for us here on The Breeze, 94.5, as well as the ESPN Superstation in central Nebraska. And for all the stations of Platte River Radio, I want to thank you so much for listening out throughout the course of the year, and obviously all of our sponsors. Without them, we cannot bring you high school basketball on our network of stations, and it's something that brings us a tremendous amount of joy. Personally, I want to thank all the engineers that have worked with me through the course of the year, to Stacy and Grant and Maggie, who's working the board for us tonight on The Breeze. I want to thank all the engineers for all their efforts throughout the course of the season. The postgame show has been brought to you by Bonds Printers, celebrating more than 80 years and three generations as your full-service printer. Bonds Printers at 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. I want to thank you for joining us. And again, we'll be back in action with you again when the fall sports season rolls around again this August. Until then, feel free to listen on our sister stations, ESPN 1460 and 1550, for the Doug and Daddy Show, as they'll be recapping a great day of basketball here at the Devaney Center come Monday morning. Once again, our final, Giltner 52-41 over Howells as they defend their state championship. Congratulations to the Giltner Hornets, the D2 state champion for the second straight year. And you know, we're going to keep it here for one last little announcement, and a great way to end the high school sports season. The trophy handed to the Giltner Hornets and raised above the floor here at the Devaney Center. We'll send it back to the studios. Thanks for listening throughout the course of the year. Good night, everybody.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.